It's day 31 of the government shutdown with still no deal in sight. The president takes pride in his negotiation skills, and they are being put to the test now. So we're going to take a look at whether those skills are serving him well. Richard Schell, professor at the University of Pennsylvania's Wharton School, he's author of several books on negotiation. Professor, Donald Trump described himself as a great negotiator during the campaign, and he talks about winning above all else. I realize that may sound coarse to a negotiator, but wouldn't any business person want exactly that, to win?
There are two things. One is winning, and the other is the other party having to lose. And although if you're running a race, there can only be one winner. In a negotiation, it's often the case that each side gets something of what they want. So having a requirement that the other side utterly be defeated narrows the range of possibilities quite a lot. And I think I don't know, and I haven't studied the leaders of the House of Representatives, but I have studied Donald Trump, and he's been this way for a long time. It's a very, very deep personality trait of his that his version of being competitive is this very narrow version of it, which is he only thinks he's won when the other side's lost.
So how well has that served him in the past?
Well, he's got two gifts that make it possible for him to function this way as a negotiator. One is that he's very, very talented at dominating the agenda in the media, and that's been true ever since he started doing his real estate work in New York City in the 70s. And the other is that as a competitive person, he has an instinct, a very refined intuition about finding the high ground in terms of leverage. High ground, not meaning moral high ground. I mean competitive advantage high ground. And when he was a real estate developer, that meant finding a property right, whether it was a option or whether it was a parcel of land, that he could control, that gave him a kind of you got to come to me place on the board. So whenever he sees that kind of opportunity and he can get to it first, that gives him a chance to play this game where he wins and everybody else loses.
But it sounds like you're saying that at least when he was purely a business person, it did serve him well.
It did. You know, who knows what kind of a success he might have been beyond what the level he reached, which was pretty sporadic. He was up again, down again, up again, down again. He ended up in bankruptcy 15 times, I think. One of my favorite statistics about Trump as a business person, between 1986 and 2016, 30 years, he either filed or was a defendant in 4,095 lawsuits, which is roughly a lawsuit every 3 days for 30 years. He used the legal system as a habitual tool to shift the table in terms of advantage, either inflicting costs on others, which helped him think he was winning, or just using the legal system to delay his own need to pay or to come to terms with any agreement he might have made that he no longer found convenient. But in the presidency, the analogies for the kinds of things that made it work for him in business are pretty different. There are very few property rights. There are very few places that are unambiguous in terms of forcing others to come to you. I think the government shutdown is a classic example of him finding one. He finally realized, I control shutting the government down. That will force people to come to me. And so he's playing the game that he used to play in business.
So the game of brinkmanship. And is any of this serving him well right now?
I would say the only area where his experience is perhaps relevant is in trade disputes, because tariffs are kind of imposition of costs that are analogous to what a legal lawsuit would look like. And so he's been pretty active once he found that lever in imposing costs on our trading partners in order to get them to come to the table and to modify the agreements that he doesn't like. And he's actually been reasonably successful at getting concessions using those tools.
And then bring that to the case of the shutdown and where things stand right now, which is it seems to be going nowhere fast.
Yeah. The shutdown is, I think, an example of Trump making a series of mistakes and then finding that he has to somehow back his way out. He had a deal in December But then he got burned by his own base, and so he had to back out of it. And at the current situation we've got, he's basically trying to give back to the Democrats what he already agreed to back in December and make it look as if it's a concession. And I do think the Democrats are engaging in wishful thinking if they think that they can essentially humiliate Trump. He would rather spend the rest of the year with no government than being called a loser.
Richard Schell, professor of legal studies, business ethics and management at the University of Pennsylvania's Wharton School of Business. Richard Schell, thank you very much.
My pleasure.